Hello, this is Anviti. Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Wednesday, October 2nd. And coming up in today's episode, Israel launches another offensive into Lebanon as Iran warns of retaliation. Pawan Kalyan's daughter signs faith declaration at Tirupati as Andhra Pradesh halts SIT probe in Laddu's Rao. Police team reaches Sadhguru's Isha Center and rape convict Ram Rahim released on yet another parole. First up, the violence and turmoil situation in West Asia seems to have no end, as the Israeli military has warned people to evacuate another 24 villages in southern Lebanon, according to news agency AP. And just hours after this report, Lebanese state media reported, quote, "Israeli aircraft targeted the southern suburbs with a strike," unquote. National news agency reported while an AFP photographer saw smoke rising from the area. This report comes even as Iran Foreign Ministry said stability can be expected in the coming few days if Israel doesn't launch another offensive. Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps then warned any new action taken by the Zionist regime, as they called it, or its supporters, they will face a tougher response from Iran, according to IRNA or Islamic Republic News Agency. As quoted, Foreign Minister Abbas Arshani said, and I quote, "It is necessary to warn all parties, including the Americans, after the attack which has been done." This warning was clearly and precisely given to the Swiss embassy in Tehran last night to convey the Americans. The message mainly focused on the fact that Iran's defensive action was based on Article 51 of United Nations Charter, and this is our right to legitimate defense, unquote, he said. He also added that Chief of Staff of Armed Forces of the Islamic Republic of Iran, Major General Mohammad Bagheri, also made it very clear that if the Israeli regime responds, Iran's response will be tougher and will target their economic infrastructure. Most world leaders have condemned the attack and called it unprompted, but Iran maintains the attack was in self-defense. US President Kamala Harris called Iran a destabilizing force in the region, while UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer reaffirmed support for Israel. However, Israel later banned UN Chief Antonio Guterres from entering the country, chastising him for not condemning Iran publicly. Meanwhile, Israel is considering a significant retaliation following Iran's earlier missile attack that could target oil production facilities inside Iran and other strategic sites, according to US news website Axios. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu also promised that Iran would pay for its missile attack on Tuesday, and that any retaliation would be met with vast destruction. The whole issue goes back years, almost decades, but the majority of took force on October 7th when a Hamas group led an attack into Israeli soil, killing 1,200 people. However, Israel's retaliation since then, which has lasted for a year, has killed over 40,000 people in Gaza, including mostly women and children civilians, according to Gaza Health Ministry. And as Lebanon, Iran and other countries in the Middle East or West Asia have shown solidarity for Gaza and Gazans, Israel later retaliated against them as well, especially in locations close to Hezbollah, the Iran-backed group. Israel's attack within last month killed 30 people in Lebanon on September 17-18 via the pager blasts, which media reports claim were targeted at Hezbollah operatives, but then 30 people who died and thousands that were injured were seen in CCTV cameras just walking around supermarkets or the streets. Then Israel launched airstrikes on settlements in southern and eastern Lebanon in what they called targeted assassinations to eliminate Hezbollah leaders. According to estimates from Lebanese Health Ministry, more than 1,000 people have died in these strikes and more than 5,000 injured. And next, Andhra Pradesh government has halted the promised SIT probe into alleged adulteration of Tirumala Tirupati Laddus after Supreme Court intervention. The court came down heavily against the state with several important questions, such as why the chief minister was in such a hurry to go to the press with his statements when he had already promised an SIT. It also asked that when you, the chief minister, hold a constitutional post, we expect the gods to be kept away from politics. Meanwhile, Deputy Chief Minister Pawan Kalyan, who was on a three-hour foot march to Tirumala Tirupati as an 11-day penance, reached Tirupati Temple today. He claims the penance is to appease Lord Venkateshwara for the alleged adulteration of laddus with animal fat. The whole issue is based on a lab report from Gujarat, which found a sample of ghee from the temple to possibly contain animal fat. The Supreme Court harped on this point and claimed that the report was never clear if whether the ghee was used to make any laddus or whether the ghee actually belonged to Tirupati temple already, as it was taken from a delivery truck. It also pointed out that the report had a disclaimer that it could have contained some adulteration, but it never specified the presence of beef tallow or pork fat, as the chief minister told the press. Since politics erupted over the alleged adulteration in Tirupati Tirumala temple, Mr. Kalyan has become a self-proclaimed champion and protector of Sanatan Dharma. Quote, "This is not just about one prasad issue. Maybe it came out, maybe this was a triggering point to initiate this. Prayashchit Diksha or penance is the commitment to take forward the protection of Sanatan Dharma. It is very essential," unquote, he told reporters today before starting the journey. Before entering, his younger daughter Polina Anjani Konidela signed a declaration of faith. According to the temple's rules, non-Hindus and foreigners must sign a declaration of faith in the deity before visiting the temple. Polina is Pavan Kalyan's daughter from his third marriage to Anna Lenzeva, who happens to be an overseas citizen of India. And as she's a minor, Mr. Kalyan also signed the papers. Following allegations that the laddus were adulterated during the tenure of former Chief Minister Jagan Mohan Reddy, the Deputy Chief Minister has been on the warpath. And Mr. Kalyan's boss, Chief Minister Chandrababu Naidu, had announced a special investigation team to probe irregularities in the Tirupati temple body. But after the significant intervention of the Supreme Court this week, where the court observed the lab report did not prove or suggest the temple had adulterated prasad, the SIT has backed down. Breaking from breaking news, Elon Musk Tesla recently sparked headlines after it reportedly sent a team to probe at least 30 German employees' sick leaves, trying to confirm or verify whether they actually were sick. This sparked conversation on discussion on social media, with users sharing their own negative experiences of employees reacting poorly to sick leave. One Reddit user asked Indians how their managers responded to them calling in sick, and the responses were mixed. One user shared a horrifying experience where, quote, "I once needed to undergo an endoscopy and my former team lead wanted me to work during the procedure without even realizing how the procedure is done." Another shared how their manager took an employee's address from the transport department and reached their home to verify the sick leave. Now, back to news. A day after Madras High Court's observation on Sadhguru Isha Foundation, around 150 police personnel arrived at the Thontamuthur Centre. S. Kamiraj, who used to teach at the Tamil Nadu Agricultural University in Coimbatore, had filed a petition seeking the appearance of his daughters in person in court, who he alleged had been brainwashed into living the life of a hermitress at the yoga centre owned by Isha. Though the two women, aged 42 and 39, appeared in court on Monday and claimed they were staying at the Isha Foundation of their own will and were not being detained, the court made several observations regarding the institution. Additionally, the Madras High Court sought a report from the Tamil Nadu government on all criminal cases registered against the spiritual guru Jaggi Vasudev and his institution. To probe the matter further, cops were directed to compile a list of all cases related to the Isha Foundation. The court made an important observation and said, "We want to know why a person who had given his daughter in marriage and made her settle well in life is encouraging the daughters of others to tonsure their heads and live the life of a hermitress." The Isha Foundation emphasized, however, that the woman chose to stay with them voluntarily. Regarding the police probe, according to Indian Express, three DSPs were a part of the 150 personnel strong team which visited the yoga center today. And the center told the newspaper that police had come to make general inquiry about residents and volunteers. They also tried to understand the life of those who live at the center, according to the center employees. In the almost decade-long case, the women had given similar testimonies in the past, even though their parents kept claiming their life had become hell since the daughters abandoned them. But in a statement, the foundation said, and I quote, "Isha Foundation was founded by Sadhguru to impart yoga and spirituality to people. We believe that adult individual human beings have the freedom and the wisdom to choose their path. And next, rape convict and Dera Sacha Sauda chief Gurmeet Ram Rahim was released on parole and walked out of Sinaria jail in Haryana's Rohtak today amid heavy security. During his temporary release, Singh will stay at Dera Ashram in Barnava in Uttar Pradesh's Baghpat. As a part of his parole deal, he is not supposed to stay in the state of Haryana, which goes to polls in a few days. Other conditions of his parole include not making any speeches, staying away from politics and election-related activities apart from being outside the state. Many opposition leaders have pointed out how many of his parole releases have coincided with election dates in either the state or neighboring states. In the past, also, some of Singh's paroles have coincided with polls in Punjab, Haryana and neighbors, and the opposition parties have criticized this and earlier reliefs to Singh. Earlier in August this year, Singh was granted a 21-day furlough and he was granted 3 weeks furlough in February of 2022, barely 2 weeks before the Punjab Assembly polls. That's all for today. You were listening to the news with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the News with NDTV in Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.